I joined the carnival, I think, 50-something. I don't know the exact day. And I then became chairman of the carnival, Chesham Carnival. And then I built the biggest carnival ever this side of England. It was fantastic. And then what happened, it started to lose its shine.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided, the committee decided that they would employ a clown. But he was wanting 25 guineas, which was a lot of money at that time.
Yeah.
And I didn't agree because all the money we raised to give to charity, and it seemed wrong to me that we should pay such a large sum to employ somebody.
Yeah.
So, to cut a long story short, I decided that I would do it. I'd become the clown, but I'd become a secret clown because I had a small building business, and I thought that maybe it might do me some harm if I paraded about dressed as a clown. So it was agreed that it wouldn't be announced, my name.
Right.
And that went on for 4 or 5 years until somebody recognised me in a parade, an old friend recognised me. And it then came out, and of course, what happened is I started getting invites all over the place for different carnivals. And then I was asked to go to America in 1976, and I represented England in the Broadway parade. And they'd come over here and seen me in a parade here, and they spoke to some people in America, in Brooklyn, Greenpoint Gazette they were called. And so I went to America and appeared in the parade, which was absolutely fantastic. So what was happening with me, this Ernie Avis, just a nobody, I was getting extremely well known. They gave me a party on the rooftop, a great big party in my honour, which was quite something. And I then toured down to Maine before I come home. And then when I come home, because I went back to Carnival, and then I was asked to go to Koblenz in Germany.
Yeah.
By Haringey Council, and I went there, and that was successful because what I was doing, I should think over 25 years, was to bring England and Germany together after the war. That was fantastic because their parades were really something. And then they started sending parties here, so we got an exchange system. It became very successful.
And also, just because we're running out of time, sorry, Ernie, you're president of the Sea Cadets as well. Ernie's actually building them a new building. You're going to be out and about with the Sea Cadets today.
Yeah, I'm collecting outside Tesco's in my chair because I'm severely disabled. So I'll be down there with my chairman, who's also my best friend, and we are collecting for the Sea Cadets because I'm going to build a new building in Albury Ride in Chesham, 5,000 square feet. And we're not just going to have Sea Cadets, we're going to have kids and homes to mix with them,
mm-hmm.
to show them a quality of life. And then the hospitals ask if they could, I've got all sorts of people want to use this community building I'm going to build. That's going to be very useful, and it's going to be called Havis Hall, because the Mercury gave me a big brass plate with mm-hmm. my name on it for the work I'd done, and they said it's going to be called Havis Hall.